In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. That's a quote from Abraham Lincoln, and those words aptly describe the indomitable spirit of a single mother named Marcia Glover Banks. Last month, we brought you the story of Marcia's courageous fight against terminal cancer. That story moved many of you to write us. Today, we're sorry to report that Marcia was laid to rest last week in Camden, New Jersey. But Marcia held on much longer than doctors expected, more than 2 years longer, in fact. She was an extremely spiritual woman, even before she was diagnosed. When I spoke with her one day at her home in New Jersey, she spent much of the time emphasizing the role faith had played in sustaining her.
You have to have your faith now, because when something happens, you don't have time to find your faith. Either you have it or you don't. And that level of faith is what's going to bring you through.
In the time during her illness, you might say Marcia lived life to its fullest. With the help of a local hospice organization, she wrote and recorded a song with her three young daughters. Marcia even wrote a book, Embracing the Journey. It's a memoir of her life of faith during her struggle with the disease.
It's amazing to me what you would think would be the most vulnerable or most horrific time of my life. I'm at the most productive part of my life.
But one of the most extraordinary things I found out about Marcia was that she seemed to have no fear of death.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Marcia Glover Banks is survived by her three daughters, Jasmine, 7, Shanice, 8, and Andrea, 14. Andrea graduated from middle school just last Wednesday. Marcia's book was published last week. All proceeds from the book will go to her children, who now live with their father in Vineland, New Jersey. To find out more, go to our website at npr.org.
It doesn't matter how long you live. What have you done to edify and build up God's kingdom while you're here?
A woman with an extraordinary zest for life, Marcia Glover Banks was 42 years old.
I wish I knew how it would